This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moondoggies. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host, Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of the 10-0 region champion, Sean Pender. 10-0 rolls off your tongue pretty well, coach. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a nice little 10-0. I like that.
Process. You got here in 2017, had to rebuild this thing in 2018, and here we are 3 years later, sitting here 10-0, region champions, ranked fourth in the state, getting ready to host a home playoff game in the first round of playoffs. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds pretty fantastic, Kip. You know, we put a lot of hard work into this program, and our kids, they responded well, and they put a lot of hard work, and it's just a really good feeling to know that you have goals set out. And we said this year it's going to be a championship season. We're going to have that championship mindset, and every game was going to be like playing a championship. And we went out that way, and so far we've been reaching our marks and our goals, and we got one more goal to reach, and we're pushing for it.
Coach, you're kind of a prognosticator too. You told me in July we were going 10-0. Just me and you talking. You did tell me that.
Yeah, that was the mindset. Yeah, you got to speak into existence. It's nothing that like you're sitting there trying to brag or doing anything like that. But if you want to make something happen, you got to put it out there. If you don't put it out there, you try to hold it as a secret, it's not going to happen. You got to put it out there and say, hey, this is a goal set. This is what we're trying to do, and we're going for it. I mean, that's why we said the very first words that come out of our mouth every single year is state championship. When we adjust our program, we say championship. And then we address, this is the goals we're going for. We want to win the city championship. We want to win the region championship. We want to win the state championship. And this is the process to do it. And, you know, throughout the year, you know, you talk to our players, our coaching staff, and anybody that's in our circle. You know, they knew that was the goal all along. And, you know, we do have a process of trying to make that happen. And right now our kids are really buying in, we're working hard, and we're putting our best foot forward.
Coach, you talk a lot about composure. And we dealt with some adversity Friday night. The weather was horrible. Just a tough night to play football. We go on the road to play Effingham. And we dealt with some adversity there in the second half, but we found a way to win the football game.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the job done, and you know, first half, one of the things that was kind of brutal in that situation was overlooked was the wind. The wind was pretty bad. The light little rain, you know, throughout the entire night was pretty bad. And then some of the kids trying to deal with the cold, trying to block that out and stuff like that, which we wanted that blocked out a little easier than it was. But there was some adversity that hit us, absolutely. But all in all, we were able to do what we needed to do to get the job done. I mean, you know, defense played lights out when we needed them to play lights out, and that was really good. And then, you know, we were able to get with the mess ups that we did have with the kickoff team and the punt team, you know, right there in the fourth quarter when we really needed it, we got a very good punt off that changed the field position, because, you know, Effingham wasn't moving the ball on our defense all night. They had the first drive. The first drive after that, we made the adjustments we needed to make to shut them down, and we shut them down from then on out defensively. So we knew if we could just change the field, we needed to get to the fourth quarter, change the field, and we knew that our defense would be able to hold on to this game for us.
This is the Brunswick County Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, in the first half, we came out, put up 21 points, going to halftime up 21-3. You had to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, we started rolling there in the second quarter. Again, the first quarter, we were against the wind. We were down 3-0 at the end of the first quarter. And then we were able to switch it around, and we had the wind in our back, and then we were able to connect And yeah, that's another thing too. Offensively, we had 4 touchdowns we left out there on the field with just wide open receivers just overthrowing them, or a drop ball, or just something wasn't connecting. But in the second quarter, we got it rolling. We got 3 possessions in a row. We were able to put touchdown drives together, and that 21 points is what we needed to get our defense did the rest.
Did you give Jacoby a hard time, Coach, when that turf monster reached up and grabbed him on that long run? That turf monster got him.
He needs to stop looking back when he runs. He kept looking back when he broke forward. If he would just take off and run to the end zone, he'd be all right, just trust the speed. But he keeps looking back every time he breaks away, and yeah, he ends up tripping over his own feet.
My favorite highlight of the night was that first 1-yard touchdown. He jumps over the top and he decides that he's going to hit the DB standing at the goal line with like a forearm shiver. Yeah. And kind of knocked him back. That kind of set the tone for the evening, I thought.
Yeah, that was a nice little hop he did. At least he was able to finish the drive.
Coach, talk about your offensive line. Effingham, they were bringing the house a lot of times. They had a blitz package where they were bringing everybody. For the most part, we picked it up pretty well.
We pass protection wise, we picked it up pretty good. But in the run game, we struggled a little bit. They just brought more people than we could to block them, and they decided to man us up and at receivers and take a chance in that situation. And they started bringing 9 men in the box, and we had 7 the block, but we didn't have 9, and they were able to have a loose man, you know, and credit to their defense scheme, what they did. They gambled, and it worked for them in the second half.
What did you talk about at halftime, Coach? You go in with the big lead, and you're trying to tell kids that are just, they're getting ready, they're fired up, they think that things in the bag. What did you tell the kids at halftime?
It was business as usual. They didn't think it was in the bag. The fans were. That was crazy.
Oh, I thought it was in the bag on the radio.
So were our fans. We're walking by, and you know, the fans have access to what we're trying to walk through, and they're all in there saying the same thing. But you know, as a program, you know, we go in and we just do what we always do at halftime. We make the adjustments we need to make. We're not looking at the scoreboard. We're looking at, hey, these are the things we need to do to fix what's going on, and we got to go out and try to execute in the second half. And, you know, offensively, we just didn't get the job done. We got behind the sticks, and whatever it was that got us behind the sticks, we just either had a penalty or an ankle beat pass or something we weren't executing, and then we had a punt, and then when we punt, we were having mess ups in the punt situation. A lot of that had to do with, we had a little bit of adversity that we had to deal with coming out of halftime that we weren't expecting. And we had a kid take his shoulder pads off, and that kid's on punt team, it's on punt protection. Well, we didn't know that. Well, next thing you know, we go out there, that kid's missing, so we throw a guy out there that don't have any or not much practice at it. And then that's where the pressure got through, and it happened 2 times in a row, and we finally got that squared away. But you know, that's adversity that we did not prepare to have to happen at halftime, and then you know, it cost us a block punt and a muff punt.
Coach, I hear you talk a lot about sudden change. I know you practice it a lot during the week, and talk about how our kids responded to that sudden change with momentum just turns on a dime.
Yeah, they know, you know, it's coming. Whenever there's sudden change, they just go out there and, hey, we got to execute. And the other thing that we started practicing the sudden change is a touchdown, a defensive touchdown. We started practicing that a lot. Like, as soon as we get a sudden change deal, our defense goes out there, and at the end of the time when they stop it, our defense scores. It's either an interception or something that we do, and we make our defense go score at the end of sudden change. And that is, you know, that's a habit. It's starting to play, you know, where we're starting either after a sudden change, either get a quick stop, get a turnover. We had scoop and scores so far. We need an interception for a touchdown. We haven't had that yet. We need a pick six as it happens. So we're due for a pick six, aren't we, Coach?
Amen. Coach, last question before we go to our first break. 21-10, 4th-and-1 from the 1-yard line. we saw it from the press box, but you've had a chance to watch the film. There's no way that guy got in for
no, no, absolutely not. He didn't get. Matter of fact, he got jammed. He got stopped. Then he reaches the ball over later. That was a very, very ill decision that was made to raise your hand and get that boy a touchdown. That didn't happen.
The right statement's home cooking.
It was an ill decision. Yes, it was a very bad decision to give that boy a touchdown.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden House Pharmacy. Join us now, the defensive coordinator for the Brunswick High Pirates, the architect of this black flag defense, Coach Thomas Taylor. You're welcome, Coach. Talk a little bit about the defense in the second half of this football game. Things, momentum turned in the third quarter, and then our defense had to go out and just make plays.
Yeah, for a little bit there, we were on the, Effingham was on the plus side of 50, and it's kind of like, I need something good to happen. But the thing about it was, I think it was after the touchdown on the 4th-and-1 that made it 21-18, I could see that the kids were starting to unravel. So the main thing was to get them back to the tent and, sit down on the bench. And I had to remind them, hey, we've been through a game like this before, And I think them being reminded of that kind of got them settled down because, the Glenn game was kind of the same way where you had to fight and, scratch and claw. But we all, at the end of that game, we found a way to win. And, we did the same thing again this past Friday night.
Coach, our pass rush was phenomenal Friday night. When he went back and dropped back in the pocket, we had pressure. He was patting the ball. He'd go down. He just was under duress all night long. Talk a little bit about that pass rush.
We knew that with our speed of the D-line and with our outside linebackers and inside linebackers, we're going to be able to put some pressure on. It was just about, calling it the right time. And when we did, it was effective. And, it's kind of been effective for us all year. So, I'm just really proud of the kids found a way to put it all together on Friday.
Coach, when you can put River Creel, when he's healthy, and Kayshawn Thomas on the defensive line, that is a – that's a force that's got to be reckoned with.
It is. It's you have to really have to decide who you're going to double, to make sure that both of them don't come in there clean. But having Kayshawn and River out there at the same time is really special because it opens up a lot of stuff, not just for them, but our inside and outside linebackers when we do decide to bring pressure.
Coach, there's one kid that I want to talk about, and he played a phenomenal game from my perspective. That's one Mr. Derek Smith. He got put on an island out there, and they went at him the entire second half and tried to hit that deep ball, and he had it on lockdown.
We're really proud of Derek. Coach Bolden has coached him his entire high school career, and it really showed on Friday night. Derek's able to contest some balls that were thrown at him, and you know, one thing that I remember at our senior night was Willie really just singling him out by saying, you know, you can be that dog. And, you know, I think Derek went out there and proved that he can play the game at a high level.
Coach, talk about your defensive coach. Is this this Black Flag defense has taken Glenn County by storm this year? Going into the Effingham game, you're only giving up a little over 10 points a game. They got 18, but, you know, average may have went up a little bit, but our defense has been pretty much lights out all season long. So talk about your coaching staff,
you know,
your defensive staff.
I have to really admit, you know, I've been blessed to be around some really good coaches. I got to start with my guys up front with Coach Butts and Coach Quimby. You know, they do a really good job of teaching the proper techniques for those guys to be successful. Coach Edwards has done a phenomenal job with the inside linebackers. And, you know, Adam and Stefan has definitely benefited from that. And then, you know, like I said, Coach Bolden's done a really good job. And with the addition of Coach Shores, it's been a great marriage, you know, with everybody involved. And I'm really blessed to just be a part of it, you know. I'm blessed.
Coach, I've been talking to Coach Pender, you know, maybe during breaks. I feel like we got six or seven all-region kids on our defense. I know the defensive line, you got Thomas, you got Creel, you got Mawiba, you got Stanley. I mean, you got Keon Leggett. You got Ivan Johnson, you got Derek Smith and Devin Smith. I mean, all those guys are having like an all-region type year, maybe even some higher accolades. I'm thinking all-state for Kayshawn, maybe all-state for Devin. Yeah. Man, we got some dogs on that defense.
We do, and you know, I remember when I coached at Johnson, I actually had a defense where all 11 made either first or second team all region, and I hope that happens this year. You know, we got some guys that I just don't see how other coaches can bypass on, because, you know, these kids have really gone out and done a phenomenal job all year.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're getting ready to play Tucker. You know, Tucker's got a long, proud football history. Talk a little bit about what we're going to see from Tucker on the offensive side. What you got to prepare for?
We're preparing for a spread offense. You know, they got some size up front with their offensive line, but I think, you know, with our speed, with the D-line, it should favor us. Now, they got some guys that can run a little bit, and I think, you know, that's a little bit of a concern for me right now, as far as just making sure that we can contain their quarterback, because, you know, we don't want him getting out in the pocket and getting some plays to extend drives. Got a few receivers that we have that we're going to check, but I'm confident in our guys as far as our coverage goes, and you know, it should be a good game, and I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, when you look at their schedule and you look at the overall record, then you realize some of the teams that they've played this season. They have played a lot of good football teams, and the record maybe doesn't pass the eye test, but hey. They play some good teams and been in a lot of those games.
And they have. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, we can't take them lightly at all. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the records are 0-0 going into the playoffs. So, I mean, it's a brand new season, and we have to just focus our attention on just taking care of business on Saturday and beating Tucker.
All right, Coach, we're going to take our second break, but I want to thank you for joining us on the Coach Sean Pender Show, and Pirate Nation appreciates you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coach Thomas, we'll be right back on the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moondoggies. Coach, one question I forgot to ask Coach Tedder, and I apologize. That defense held Effingham to under 150 yards of total offense.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
In a region championship game on the road in bad weather, what's the old saying? Defense travels.
Yes, they do. And our defense has traveled all year. I mean, yeah, I hate the fact that Effingham was able to get 18 points on our defense because it was our defense getting put in rough situations. But besides that, our defense has been traveling all year. I mean, the other games that we win and played, our defense gave up 0 points on the road.
Coach, you've accomplished two of the three goals. You won a city championship, you won a region championship, and now the big one's out there and everybody's 0-0. So talk a little bit about the mindset and the preparation going into the state playoffs.
Well, it's one game at a time. And that's what we've been telling our players all year. So hopefully we're prepared for this. You know, every week for us has been a championship week. So this is gonna be no different. You know, we put a mindset out there. Our word of the week, as a matter of fact, Kip, is family. And, you know, we have the All About the Family saying all that, but this World of the Week's a little bit different. It's family, but it's the acronym family. And it's because we want to forget about a lot of selfish play that goes on and happens. And today's society and today's kids, a lot of them are very egocentric and narcissists really sets in a lot of times. And we want to make sure that we keep our team first instead of, you know, team before me. So, you know, forget about me, I love you. And that's what we've been talking about with our kids all in all. We love our kids. And our kids hear it from our coach's mouth. When, you know, a lot of today's kids, a lot of times they don't hear males tell them they love them. And our coaching staff makes a point, and just about all the time you hear somebody on our staff tell one of the kids in our program that they love them. And to me, that's huge. So forget about me, I love you, family. That's our word of the week, and that's our mindset. And our kids buy into that. You start seeing them throwing it on Twitter, and they believe in that stuff. And I think that's the kind of stuff that's going to get us over to home. Because if we do play with all the talent that we have in our program, if we all start playing for one another instead of playing for ourselves, we'll go as far as the state will allow us to go.
Home playoff game, Coach. Man, I'm tired of traveling first round of state playoffs. We home Saturday night against the Tiger Pirates. Tucker on defense, what kind of challenges are they going to pose for us on offense?
Well, the defense is a 3-4 scheme. However, I'm going to treat it more as a 50 front because they like to bring them outside linebackers all the time. So they're going to do a cover three and a cover four, and then they'll do some man coverage. I'm expecting them to try to, because they are fast on the defense side of the ball. I'm expecting to see them try to press our receivers, try to add to the box, because there's no way they're stopping our run game unless they do something similar to what Effingham did. But they can't change their whole style of play in their defense, so, because it won't work out for them trying to change it in 1 week. So they're going to try to have to add an extra man in the box. I think the only way they do that is to constantly bring seven-man pressures and try to press us, and we're prepared for that. A matter of fact, that was today's practice. It was all about that type of pressure. And then the other practices that we've had, we've been backing them off and playing their base defense. But I think we're going to be prepared for it. And our offense is tired of hearing the fact that we got stopped and all this stuff, because we had a bad half of football. So I have a feeling that our offense is going to come out and explode on Tucker.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Third all-time meeting between Brunswick and Tucker. We're 0-2, Coach. We're hoping to change that.
Yeah, that's the mindset right there. We're changing that on Saturday.
Saturday playoff game. What's that do for your preparation? Throws everything off a day?
Yeah, it's not bad. We just Monday we went in helmets.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday was a Monday practice. You know, and then Wednesday was a Tuesday practice, and tomorrow will be our transitional practice. We just got an extra day. That's all, a little extra day to prepare. No big deal.
Kids are out of school tomorrow, then you'll probably have them come to the field house early on Saturday so you can just stay on top of them.
Yeah, they will. They'll come in around. We're going to lift. Saturday, we're coming in. We're bringing them. We're going to lift weights.
Okay.
And then after we lift weights, we're going to have a meeting. After the meeting, we're going to have a pregame meal, and then everything's going to be like a normal Friday night.
Coach, any last comments before we wrap it up tonight? Hear from Moondoggies, 10-0 region champions, city champions, ranked high in the state. Man, if you're a Pirate fan, times are great right now.
It is, and you listen to this radio show, get your butt to the stadium on Saturday. And support this program, support our kids, and let's ride this. Let's ride this all the way to state championship.
Five-game season starts Saturday night, Coach.
Yep. One game at a time.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 for Coach Pender. I'm Kip Branson. As always, Miss Francis.
Go Pirates! Woo!